Six police officers have been charged in the death of Freddie Gray, with counts ranging from manslaughter and assault to false imprisonment. One officer was charged with second-degree murder. WYPR's Kenneth Burns reports on the findings from State's Attorney Marilyn Mosby.
Mosby came to the point quickly in her news conference this morning on the steps of the war memorial.
The findings of our comprehensive, thorough, and independent investigation, coupled with the medical examiner's determination that Mr. Gray's death was a homicide, which we received today, has led us to believe that we have probable cause to file criminal charges.
All six officers involved, Officer Cesar Goodson Jr., Officer William Porter, Lieutenant Brian Rice, Officer Edward Nero, Officer Garrett Miller, and Sergeant Alicia White, were charged with manslaughter, second-degree assault, and misconduct in office. Goodson, who drove the van that took Gray to the Western District Station, also was charged with second-degree murder. A medical examiner's report said Gray died as a result of injuries suffered while he was handcuffed and shackled in the police van. Rice, Nero, and Miller are facing additional charges of false imprisonment. Mosby said officers had no reason to chase Gray when he ran after spotting them near North Avenue and Mount Street. They caught up with him two blocks away near the 1700 block of Presbury Street.
Lieutenant Rice, Officer Miller, and Officer Nero failed to establish probable cause for Mr. Gray's arrest, as no crime had been committed by Mr. Gray.
Officers claimed they arrested Gray because he was carrying an illegal switchblade. But Mosey said the knife in question was legal under state law. After he was handcuffed, Gray asked for medical help.
It was at this time that Mr. Gray indicated that he could not breathe and requested an inhaler to no avail.
It would be the first of at least five times where Gray asked for medical help and would be ignored. Gray was not placed in a seatbelt at any point during the ride to the Western District Police Station, where he finally received medical attention. That, despite the van stopping a number of times, including one to check on his welfare. Mosby said her office used its own investigators to look at the incident, as well as leverage the resources of other agencies.
We have a working collaboration and working with the Baltimore Sheriff's Department, who has police powers, and again, independent from the Baltimore City Police Department.
City Councilwoman Helen Holton said Mosby's bringing charges against the officers was the justice people were waiting for.
She stood here boldly, affirmatively, without equivocation of what she came here to say, and to really move us forward in what has been decades in the making.
She was referring to longstanding complaints of brutality on the part of Baltimore police officers. But Mike Davies, attorney for the local Fraternal Order of Police, argued that the charges were unjustified.
No officer injured Mr. Gray, caused harm to Mr. Gray, and they are truly saddened by his death. These officers did nothing wrong.
State Senate Majority Leader Catherine Pugh, who represents the neighborhood where Freddie Gray lived, says she is grateful for Mosby's decision to pursue charges and believes the community will feel the same way. She added that the charges do not tarnish the reputation of city police.
When you go into all of those other cities, you know, the crimes that occur are never an indictment on the entire police department, but it is an indictment on the behavior that has existed in police departments around this nation that has allowed profiling to go on.
Hugh said this will begin a conversation on addressing other related issues, such as the lack of educational and job opportunities. I'm Kenneth Burns from downtown Baltimore for 88.1 WYPR.
I'm Christopher Connolly at City Hall, where Mayor Stephanie Rawlings Blake told reporters she was sickened and heartbroken by the statement of charges.
No one in our city is above the law. Justice must apply to all of us. Equally.
The mayor said five of the six officers charged have already been arrested, and she ordered all of them suspended without pay. The vast majority of the city's police officers serve the city with honor and courage, she said.
But to those of you who wish to engage in brutality, misconduct, racism, and corruption, let me be clear. There is no place in the Baltimore City Police Department for you.
Congressman Elijah Cummings, who represents the district where Freddie Gray lived, hailed Marilyn Mosby for bringing charges against the officers.
I think a message has been sent by our state's attorney. Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
That
yes.
She treasures every life.
Yes.
That she values every person.
Yes.
It's a new day for the people in neighborhoods like Sandtown Winchester, Cummings said, where many have lost faith in the justice system.
They've never seen a victory. And they had begun to believe that the system could not work for them. So many of them have felt like the system, it worked against them.
But the congressman cautioned that for the system to truly work, more and much larger changes need to happen.
Our children need to be properly educated.
Yes.
They need to be trained in certain areas so they can get jobs.
Yes.
So they can be functional.
Yes.
And so they can have equal chance to opportunity.
Still, Cummings says, even if this is just the beginning of needed changes, even though people had to take to the streets to make it happen, he thinks it should be recognized as a great day for Baltimore.
I'm Mary Wiltenberg at Pennsylvania and North Avenues. This afternoon, the atmosphere here was celebratory, relieved, vindicated. Some voices from the corners of Penn and North.
I just want the organizers for this thing here to come out, and I want them to organize a peaceful ride. I want the street to be full from the top of North Avenue to the end. I want we to rally today, and I don't want the kids to even throw a straw. I just want it to be peaceful, left to right.
Even when all the wrong has taken place in this city with police officers, we're not going against the entire police force, but we're saying that there are a few bad apples in that police department. And what we want is change. We have a state's attorney. She's not afraid. She's not on anybody's payroll other than the city of Baltimore or the state of Maryland. So what we want to see continuously from this point on is justice. And that's why we're here. We're here to shout out our voices to say, thank God, we got justice.
It's been a great day so far. I'm actually happy that the city can finally sort of, I don't want to say rest, but we can take a break from all the sorrow for a second and celebrate the great news that justice is actually coming to the city. Justice is here. It's present. Someone cared enough to take this seriously.
I think it was just justice being done for a change. Yes, justice being done for all the people who's had their children or family members killed by police officers before. Your voices are being heard now. For Freddie Gray.
That was Troy Grant, Amani Lewis, Pastor Charles Neal, and Teresa Thomas.
Less than an hour ago, the family of Freddie Gray met with reporters at the Reginald F. Lewis Museum downtown. WYPR's Mary Rose Madden was there and joins news director Joel McCord by phone.
Mary Rose, we saw Freddie Gray's broken-hearted family at his funeral on Monday. So what was their reaction to today's announcement?
Well, Joel, today, Freddie Gray Sr., his mother, his twin sister, and Mr. Richard Shipley, Freddie Gray's stepfather, addressed reporters. Mr. Richard Shipley talked to the reporters. He said that they are satisfied with State's Attorney Marilyn Mosby's decision today.
Okay, now their lawyer, Billy Murphy, talked yesterday about how long it takes the justice system to play out. And suddenly we get these charges today, surprisingly enough. So what was he saying today?
Billy Murphy said that the family and he himself learned about the charges at the same time as everyone else. He said they are, you know, expecting the timetable of this case to follow the timetable of any case, which is that every case has a different timetable. He said that they're just looking forward to getting a fair and unbiased jury here in Baltimore and keeping the court case here in the community.
Okay, and we've been talking a lot about police conduct in general for a while now. Did Billy Murphy have anything to say about police conduct, police reform?
He did. He said that we must seize this moment. He said new policing culture needs to be established, as well as body cameras and new enforcement regulations, that those cameras be turned on, and if they're not, there be penalties. He said that new policing would lead to a new Baltimore, and that only lasting progress can ensure Freddie's death was not in vain.
All right, Mary Rose, thank you very much. With Mary Rose Madden, I'm Joel McCord for 88.1 WYPR.